Welcome to A Joy to Be Me, a podcast empowering women out of overwhelm, uncertainty, and breakdown to love and embrace who they are. Tune in to learn how to avoid the pitfalls of burnout and start following your ultimate bliss. It's time for the modern woman and mother to start taking her pleasure seriously and let her creativity flow and pursue her big and beautiful dreams. I'm your host, Lydia Joy. Let's have some fun. What's up, peanut butter and jelly cup? It's Lydia Joy here. Slightly perky, but slightly also having a hard time feeling perky. It's a rainy day here on the East Coast, and Monday morning as I record this, my oldest son just went back to school for the first time. Oof. Facing all of that was interesting. Anyway, in today's episode, I want to talk about something that came up with a student of mine. And honestly, ladies, this is a biggie. It comes up for us all from time to time in our areas of our life where we might feel like we are a fraud. You know, for me as an entrepreneur, as a practitioner, and someone who teaches other practitioners, I certainly have dealt with this, and it's called imposter syndrome. And so it's actually what held me back from starting, you know, my online training program from, oh my goodness, it's been something I personally have had to continually rewire my brain set to, you know, not let it hold me back in life. And so basically, imposter syndrome is, it's just a psychological pattern that you doubt yourself, you doubt your skills, you doubt your talents, you doubt your accomplishments. And then you have this kind of like persistent internalized fear that someone's going to figure out that you're not good enough, or that you're like a fraud, or, you know, you're always worried that other people are going to find you out or something like that. Right. And it's honestly incredibly debilitating. It can cause a ton of stress. And in today's modern day of, you know, being attached to the entire world through social media and all these venues where it's so easy to compare yourself and be overstimulated by all the people you might find comparing yourself to, you know, because we've never in the history of man been, have had this much access to the rest of the world. So imposter syndrome can be very debilitating. It can cause a lot of anxiety, low self-confidence, even shame, and even, and, you know, in some cases, depression. So it's really important to be honest that this is something that you may be dealing with, so you can actually start to wake up to it and, do something about it. Because there's always something you can do to shift. Okay. So I personally think that, you know, as an entrepreneur, it affects every area of your life, really. So it doesn't have to be for someone in their success, work environment, or whatever. It really can limit your courage to go after new opportunities, no matter what they are, and explore potential areas of interest in your life. You know, and where you're putting yourself out there in a meaningful way, like you're willing to go for it. You're willing to do the thing that you have to do that seems scary to move toward whatever it is you want. So there, I think we can actually use imposter syndrome to our advantage once we recognize what it is. Because here's the thing. Our brain, your brain, my brain, it's always trying to keep us safe. So if you learn to listen to what your imposter syndrome voice is really trying to say to you and actually lean into it, you can move out of that safety comfort zone that your brain is naturally trying to keep you in and find ways to rewire it and reset your emotions You know, and here's the thing, brain-based habits require practice, repetition, lather, rinse, repeat. You guys remember Phoebe from Friends, right? I love her. Remember that episode? She just kept singing it over and over. Anyway, I wanted to just keep this podcast really brief and share some resources with you. If you are someone who's finding yourself held back or struggling with anxiety and stress, and it really has to do with your fear of being found out or your fear of you're not good enough to move forward in whatever area of life it is that you really want to. So like for my student, it was, you know, she's learning how to interpret HTMA through my course. And she told me she was nervous to offer it because she's only just now learning it herself. So like the whole, who am I to, you know, tell people what to do was creeping in. And so, you know, that's just one example for you. So a couple of resources that I personally love to help you, you know, shift this feeling of a fraud syndrome, the imposter syndrome. One of my favorites, and you guys are probably going to hear me talk about him a lot, is Bruce Lipton. Okay. He's the author of one of my favorite books that I keep returning to chew up some of the goodness, The Biology of Belief. And that book is so amazing. If you can handle the nerdy stuff, I highly recommend it. But he, in that book, he discusses how unconscious programs are set in place in early childhood. So ages 0 to 7, I believe, or 0 to 8 or something like that. And whatever unconscious programs we learn during those early years can rob us of our choices in our adult life. So, you know, he talks about this in such a beautiful way, but he talks about how living with that overwhelm and chronic anxious or chronic anxiety, like maybe in your parents had, you know, whatever overwhelm they had. I mean, I'm sure most have, right? So whatever you experienced by watching your parents can cause you to live in a state of fear. Okay. So you may have, you know, some level of a fear-based life, basically, and that's going to incredibly drain you of energy until you recognize it. Okay. So I personally experienced this and it just kept me away from my creativity and doing things that I loved. So I highly recommend his work. And again, the book is super nerdy, but so fascinating. If you're not up for a really dense read, by the way, I only chew up you know, maybe part of a chapter at a time because it's just so good. And then I stop and then I highlight and then I kind of just sit with it for a bit. Anyway, try Googling his name and, you know, maybe you could find a YouTube or listen to a podcast that he's done. I actually recently thoroughly enjoyed a talk he did, I think it was on YouTube, with Maria Menounos. So maybe you can Google Bruce Lipton and Maria Menounos. I'll have it in the show notes. And that was fascinating. I loved it. So if you want to skip binging on Netflix and actually expand your mind, I highly recommend that. Another resource that I personally use and love, especially if you really want to grow and you really want to transform your life, on the subject of reprogramming your subconscious mind, transforming yourself, using brain-based science, using transformational psychology, is the Jim Fortin podcast. It's called the Jim Fortin Podcast, Transform Your Life from the Inside Out. And I have just been saturating myself in his episodes this past year. I've listened to him for several years, but this year specifically was really powerful for me. So I highly recommend his podcast. He's very repetitive and there's a reason for that. We have to hear this over and over and over and over to rewire our neural pathways in our brain. Okay. And so here's the thing. don't forget that there's many paths to healing and you get to find a way that works for you. So I'm just sharing a few of my favorites. I love emotional freedom technique, which I found a few years back, otherwise known as EFT or tapping. And it's basically focused acupressure, which science reveals that it can soothe the amygdala part of your brain. I found it the first time I got a UTI, which was horrible. And I was incredibly upset and stressed and worked up. And thankfully, I found some EFT videos around that very thing. And it did help calm my amygdala down, I think. But anyway, it's a meridian-based self-help method. There's many applications for it. And you can use it when you feel that imposter syndrome roaring its head. All you have to do is sit right wherever you are and just tap on the meridian. So you can follow a video. So what it does is it rewires your brain and helps to reset your emotions gently and healthfully. So, you know, that is something that you can do very easily. It's free. It's definitely better if you can work with a practitioner, if this has like been a longer term thing, like that you're trying to unwind. I learned about it years ago and worked with a practitioner. Her name is Marie Holden. And for me, the guided version was way better than doing it by myself. You can check out a past vlog episode I did with Marie a couple years back, and it was on emotional detox. It doesn't have to be traumatic when you're facing your emotions. So I highly recommend you check out these resources that I shared with you whenever you feel like a fraud, because you're not. You just get to shift. So stay tuned. She is actually going to be Marie Holden, the EFT practitioner. She's going to be my next guest on the podcast. And we will be talking about choosing to be happy. She released a new book that I am reading, and I cannot wait to share more about it with you. But in the meantime, if this landed for you and you are like, oh my God, I totally deal with imposter syndrome, check out the resources that I shared with you and see what, you know, lines up for you, what lands for you, what one you like the most. All right, that is it for this episode. I'm in your corner, friends. I will talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to A Joy to Be Me. I will see you on the next episode. Please share this episode, tell a friend, or tag me on Instagram at LydiaJoyMe. And if you like the show, rate or review, 5 stars are great, on whatever platform you are listening, Google Play, iTunes, just leave a comment there. It totally helps me out. I appreciate you.